the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
To London, to Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. I will ask you in a moment, Nick, about the controversy about where Prince Harry will stay in Britain this week, whether it's Buckingham Palace or not. But tell us first about the man who many people were predicting would be Prime Minister in 2029, Nigel Farage of Reform. In recent weeks, you and others have pressed him on the £5 million that he got from the cryptocurrency investor Christopher Harborne. But what more is now emerging which is putting further pressure on Farage's political future?
Evening to you, Matt. What do you call a politician who now faces four separate parliamentary inquiries into some of the finances behind him? You call him the leader of Reform UK. That would be Nigel Farage, who over the weekend, with a fairly devastating dossier in one of the London newspapers, the Sunday Times, it was pointed out, and you've just mentioned, we know about this £5 billion gift from the crypto billionaire Harborne. We still don't actually know where those funds have gone. Was it to provide security? Was it for a gift? Or was it, as he told me, to buy a fleet of Ferraris? But one could argue it gets worse, because the Liberal Democrats have now, after this weekend, referred the latest revelations for a full parliamentary inquiry, because we now know that Mr. Farage has enjoyed very close personal and financial contacts with George Cottrell. What does that mean to your listeners? Well, let me help. George Cottrell is a convicted felon in the United States. He has served time for what's called wire fraud. He was effectively exposed in a sting by the FBI for trying to channel funds for drug dealers, with FBI agents posing as those dealers. He did some time in an Arizona jail, and he's become very, very friendly. Indeed, he's brokered finance deals for Nigel Farage. We now know that he provides a fleet of cars for Mr. Farage. He provides a residence close to Parliament, to the House of Parliament near Buckingham Palace for Nigel Farage, and he also pays for bodyguards. So we have another inquiry into the financial affairs of Nigel Farage, who, by the way, for the your benefit of your listeners, says this is just a hit job on me and my reputation. That's Mr. Farage, not me.
I was just about to get to that. This now, his supporters are out saying this is an attempt by the establishment and the media to bring him down. Surely this is just bringing forward of facts which are relevant as to his suitability to be Prime Minister, and provides him with the opportunity to provide explanations as to how and where he got the money and what use he put it to.
In parliamentary or in political circles, as each scandal breaks, the likelihood of Mr. Farage becoming Prime Minister diminishes. Okay, we are still talking about a man whose party commands virtually 30%, 28% of the polls, which is very healthy when you consider the current government is at 18%. So that's great. But as each scandal comes, his appeal diminishes. And you have to say, Reform UK supporters, it's almost now becoming, we're on the danger, or they are on the danger, of becoming a cult. I.e., you believe in the man, and you believe that everything that's said about him is some kind of smear, and it's wrong, and they're trying to bring him down. Or you look at a bloke who is undoubtedly a brilliant politician, whether you like him or not, what he's achieved, a very good campaigner, but does he sometimes, perhaps allegedly, fly a little bit too close to the flame where cash is involved?
And the ownership of properties and his claims as to be broke when he's clearly very wealthy. He also doesn't turn up in the House of Commons very often. Where is he at present?
Well, at present, he's been out campaigning, of course, for Makerfield. We had that by-election now. He's always out campaigning. And then don't let's forget his very close friend in the United States, Donald Trump, whom he wants to say very, very close, because a lot of people would allege that he's learned his entire political campaigning from one Donald J. Trump. And if you remember, straight after the Brexit election, all those years ago, when Donald Trump was trying to rally the whole of the United States behind him, one Nigel Farage was his key voice. So there's no love lost there. Oh, and by the way, George Cottrell, take you back to that financier. He's looking for a federal pardon in the United States. Who might be able to afford him a federal pardon? Your listeners can fill in the dots.
Okay, then tell us about what's going on with Prince Harry's return visit to Britain.
We have a lovely headline in the UK, if you're in tabloid newspapers, which is Mystery Surrounds. And that's what I'm going to use here, because no one can quite devolve what's happening. We initially were told on the weekend that Prince Harry was going to be staying one night, we don't know quite when, in his impending visit to Buckingham Palace. Unfortunately, he decided that Meghan, his wife, and their two children would not accompany him, but he would be going to Buckingham Palace, ahead to then going up to Birmingham to mark the Invictus Games, which is very much his invention, which is, of course, for sports played by disabled personnel for military services all across the world. Buckingham Palace have now made it be known that the invite, which was initially offered on the weekend and declined, then accepted at some point overnight, i.e. London time early this morning, has now been withdrawn. So the offer was there, it was then not accepted, it was then accepted by her, and it's now been withdrawn. There is one heck of a row now going on. Ultimately, you have what would appear to be the disintegration of a relationship between a father and son.
It's a bit like the Beckhams, isn't it?
It's like the Beckhams with a little bit more royalty and a few more palaces involved. And at the heart of it, of course, you've got a bit of an upsetting story in that the last time Charles, who I remind your listeners, and we accept this, is not in the rudest of health. He's a man who's battling cancer. He's not seen his grandchildren by Harry since 2022, when the children were respectively 3 and 1. They're obviously that little bit older now. He's not seen them since. And we all know there have been problems between the family. And it was thought that at least there could be some kind of meeting between father and son in Buckingham. What is extraordinary is, reportedly, the Harry media machine, which initially put out that he hadn't been invited, then the palace said he had, and now it's been knocked back again. Sadly, unfortunately, relationships between father and son get no better.
Nick Ferrari, presenter of Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on ABC Radio. Thank you.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.